Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are talking about some hassle-free listing of some homes. We've had some great local news stories that we've covered. And it is really, I am fired up today, McKay.
You're just going.
I don't know if it's because it's November and we are cranking away like never before, or there's just some exciting things happening in real estate right now. We have some amazing opportunities and some amazing properties. So I'm going to skip right to the pick three.
There you go.
And really highlight, some of our properties. And a lot of times we don't get down to this price range, but we're going to talk about a lot. And it's a fabulous lot that is an amazing price. We've got a lot, and this is in Kennewick. This is up on 47th Avenue. So 3303 West 47th Avenue. This lot has panoramic views of the Tri-Cities. This is that lot where you overlook the Canyon Lakes Golf Course. You see the Cable Bridge. You see all of Kennewick and the basin. Beautiful, beautiful view. Close to shopping, restaurants. Easy to get to the highway and the golf. Like I said, don't forget the golf. Peaceful, established neighborhood right above Canyon Lakes. There's sewer to the property, electricity, and public water. Mm-hmm. And you can build on this view lot for $45,000 is what the cost of the lot is. $45,000. Wow. Now, we are down to where the owner is losing money on this lot. He came to me and said, Lance, I need to move this lot. I'm ready to move this view lot. We've decided not to build. We were going to build. Mm-hmm. Let's get it gone. What's it going to take? We've priced it to where he's losing money from when he bought it, and he's ready to move it. So anybody out there willing to take advantage of this situation, take a look at a phenomenal lot. You won't find these view lots for $45,000. You won't. Mm-hmm. And so that is a great lot. Give me a call, 727-8977. I'd love to show it to you. We've got another amazing listing. This is in Applewood. That's the subdivision off of Keene and Queensgate, right below Westcliff, South Richland, 1330 Cortland. And this house is phenomenal, well kept, and the house looks brand new. 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a den, and then it has the large bonus room over the 3-car garage.
Ooh.
So you got the best of both worlds. You've got a Rambler with the master and everything on the main level, plus you've got that extra escape with the bonus room, extra deep 3-car garage, kitchen, granite counters, newer appliances. Huge deck with a private backyard. They've got these really tall columnar trees that just make it feel like a private oasis back there. And then in this neighborhood, in Applewood, in South Richland out there, you don't get this a lot, but RV parking behind the fence. So you've got an awesome long concrete RV parking pad with the electrical connection. And this house is at a brand new price of $325,000.
Wow.
So you are not going to get into Applewood and get a house like this for $325,000. In that price range right now for what we've got in Applewood, it's one of the best price homes you're going to find in there. Another great property. We're leaving Richland now. We're going back to Kennewick. We've got 1030 East 19th Avenue. This is country living, but close to everything in the city. Mm-hmm. It's a huge Rambler, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, plus a den, hardwood floors throughout, and a huge bonus room. And then on top of that, we've got probably one of the nicest shops I've seen in a while. A 60x40 shop has a wood stove. Plus, it has AC in it. It has two of the ductless heating and AC units in the wall. Mm-hmm. And so you've got, I mean, this truly is just an ultimate escape. It also has the really cool acid washed, polished cement floor. Mm-hmm. This is not a shop, McKay. This is like another part of the house.
A man cave.
Yeah. And this property is on 3 acres.
Wow.
And that's on 19th in Kennewick. So back there by the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal location, close to everything, $249,000. So beautiful, beautiful property. That's our pick three. I really expect those to be selling. We've had showings on those already. We've had calls about those, and so those are some of our best prices and adjustments that we've had on those properties. Well,
3 acres plus all that.
Yeah, 3 acres plus an amazing shop plus a Rambler. It truly is unbelievable. So wow. We are, like I said, we're seeing some great property. There's some great deals this time of year, and people are motivated. They don't want to keep shoveling the driveway when it's going to start snowing. They don't want to maintain the frozen pipes. So this is a time for buyers to get out there with us and really kick some tires, take a look at some stuff, and make some offers. So that is huge. But we're back to what are the other 4 points that we consider as we're looking at listing for the maximum value to help our sellers.
Well, you've mentioned here the negotiating process. That's important.
That is extremely important. And one of the things that we really go off of that is the MLS system is bigger than ever, bigger than it's ever been before. And one of the reasons why is because it's not just other agents now that have access to our MLS. The way technology has gone and the way things are put out there, pretty much every consumer has access to our multiple listing service. I mean, you've seen listings when you go to realtor.com, when you go to Zillow, when you go to Trulia. All of these new websites take direct feeds out of our MLS system. It used to be like realtors really had the corner on that data on the MLS system, and they had, well, now the consumers have it. So putting it into that MLS system and then following where your listing goes in those data feeds to thousands of consumers is really, really powerful. And it's really become a transparent system where kind of everyone knows what's available. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes down to how much research can you do with that information. And a lot of times the consumers have done more research about a property they found than maybe myself when they call me. And that is just a true statement. So what we're doing then at that point is helping them. We're adding to that research our experiences, what we know about real estate. We can become like a guidance counselor in the process is how I really kind of relate to it. Is we're helping with our experience, making sure they have the proper legal protections, making sure that there's things that aren't readily available that they do know about that we can really help put a price on. And so that's huge. So getting that exposure through the MLS to the thousands of consumers really makes a big, big deal. And so we're seeing probably 92% of our inquiries come from web type inquiries that come through. And so it's really become, I mean, you can't get much bigger than that. I mean, it's a huge, huge factor. So what that does is that really puts us in a position, when priced appropriately, to get multiple offers. Multiple offers on a property is always going to result. Well, I guess I shouldn't say things like always, should I, McKay?
A lot of times.
Many times. What we hope for and wish for is when we're in a multiple offer position, I would say 99.9% of the time, it's going to result in a higher price for the seller.
Because you have competition. You've mentioned it's kind of like creating a feeding frenzy.
That's exactly what happens. And you might talk to a lot of people and say multiple offers don't exist in this market. Well, I can tell you that twice on the buyer side in the last 3 weeks, twice when we were representing buyer, we were in a multiple offer position as the buyer. And three times on our listings, we were receiving multiple offers in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
So it does happen.
Multiple offers are still very much a part of this market and what's going on, because the best priced homes in their divisions sell. And if you don't know what division you're in, and I start to relate this to sports too much, sorry, we will help tell you what division you're in.
Well, and basically, price range. If your house is 100 to 120 or 120 to 160, and you have a nice piece of property, you don't need to be trying to get people that are looking for something in the $80,000 to $90,000 or $300,000 range.
That's exactly right.
You find ways to target people. They're looking for a $120,000 home. you find it for them.
And McKay, sometimes this happens, and if you accidentally got put in the wrong division, and
you're going to get
and
clobbered.
You're not competing, you're going to get clobbered. So we help people make those adjustments. Mm-hmm. We look at that. If we need to redraft, we will redraft. And so that is kind of what happens. Those are some of the factors that we're really looking at, and it is just really, for our team and what we're doing right now, it is a very exciting time. Mm-hmm. I think last month, it is probably the most excited I've been about it in a couple months, but I think it's because we were trying to process all those closings last month, McKay.
Yeah.
So right now, based upon the phone ringing and what we're looking at, we're very excited with what's going on. This is a time for us to shine and help sellers that need to sell, during where it gets a little bit difficult. And that's where we really start to thrive. Like when it gets a little difficult, because of weather and factors and national news and stuff, that's where we're ready to, step up and help the customers make appropriate decisions.
Well, you have to be able to cut through the clutter because most of us don't know anything about real estate anyway. And so we need someone who can sit down and say, these are the facts, this is reality, this is your home, this is the price, now let's go get it done. And they realize, oh, I don't need to pay attention to all this other stuff.
You know, it reminds me of, when you take a car into a mechanic, and I was helping a friend last week, and took a car in, and they start just tearing things off the engine left and right, and stuff's flying out, before I know it, half the engine is out. I'm freaked out. I am freaked out about that because they were just like, it was second nature, no big deal. So, that's one reason. Same way we take cars to people to work on because they do it every day. To them, it's no big deal. They were able to make appropriate decisions for us and save us a ton of money in the long run. The same type of thing, just as your mechanic would. We just want that chance to diagnose the problem
and see if we can
help out. So my cell number to do that is 727-8977, or you can visit us online on the web at kenmoreteam.com. We have a super exciting guest next week, brand new business, new to our area and the real estate market. We are going to be talking a little bit about some moving tips and talking to owner Angie Ivey with Born Again Boxes. So tune in next week. We've got some great guests coming up the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I look forward to being right back here next Saturday
on News Talk 870. Make sure you join us.